I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before, or in this case, movies. 2024 will mark the anniversary for many things, but one of the most important to me is Scooby-Doo. That's right, next year will mark the 55th anniversary of probably one of the most popular American franchises ever. As many of you may know, Scooby-Doo is a children's show based around a talking dog named Scooby, who solves mysteries along with his companion, Shaggy, and their friends, Fred, Velma, and Daphne. The mysteries usually involve a ghost of some sort haunting a place, but in reality, they are always a person behind the mask wanting to scare people for their own purposes. And they'd get away with it too if it weren't for those meddling kids, as they say at the end of the episode. One of the constant things in the Scooby-Doo franchise is the release of a new movie every few years. Are they always good? No, not really, but we are never starved for Scooby-Doo content. But in the late 90s, a series of Scooby-Doo films came out that all, for the most part, tied into each other. This thing that tied them together was that the monsters the gang pursued were this time real. And this was the case in four of them. These four direct-to-video films were the last four made under original studio Hanna-Barbera before being absorbed into Warner Brothers Animation. Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island was the first of these films and tells of a slightly older Mystery Incorporated reuniting to find a real monster. This leads them to a secluded island in New Orleans where they find, of all things, real zombies. This leads to a whole conspiracy with the house on the island being made from a pirate ship and several cats inhabiting it, but the Scooby gang gets through this very real threat and lives for the next adventure. Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island marks the first time we've seen the original five cast together, without Scrappy-Doo, since 1984, so it was a pretty big deal. And sales for the movie were high enough to not only garner another film, but even a sequel 20 years later. But the next film to come out was Scooby-Doo and the Witch's Ghost. This one involves the Mystery Gang teaming up with a writer, played by Tim Curry, to solve the mystery of his missing ancestor who was accused of being a witch. This film, although not as popular as Zombie Island, has garnered a fanbase over the years. This was for its darker tone and continuation of the ghost being real trend, but also with the introduction of fan-favorite side characters, the Hex Girls, a band who dresses in witch gear to perform rock songs. They are voiced by very experienced actors Jennifer Hale and Kimberly Brooks, and former Go-Go and one-time Joan of Arc, Jane Wiedlin. And yes, they still voice the characters to this day in subsequent media. Overall, Witch's Ghost is good, but probably in the middle of these four films. The third film was Scooby-Doo and the Alien Invaders. This sees the gang come to a small town in Western America, close to a base searching for alien life forms. In the process, Shaggy and Scooby meet a girl and her dog and immediately fall in love with them. The gang digs around for clues to the aliens that they saw earlier, but end up uncovering something much more sinister. And yes, much like the previous films, real aliens do show up in this film. Alien Invaders is probably the least eventful of the four films, but it still remains good, and while it ain't the worst, I'd say it's still worth a watch. The fourth and final film, though, in this series is Scooby-Doo and the Cyber Chase. This sees the gang being pursued by a real-life virus who traps them in cyberspace, forcing them to play through a game based on their lives in order to get out. This film was dedicated to William Hanna, one half of the Hanna-Barbera duo who created Scooby-Doo. He died in 2001 before the film came out. This film would also mark the first time Gray Delisle would play Daphne after previous actor Mary Kay Bergman's death. Scooby-Doo and the Alien Invaders was dedicated to her memory. But Gray Delisle has been voicing the character in the franchise since that film, and it's nice to hear her voice hasn't really changed all that much. Still, Cyber Chase is a good addition to the franchise, and in my opinion, the Vantivirus in this film is probably the most iconic monster of the ones featured in these four films. The four movies are probably some of the best the Scooby-Doo franchise has to offer. A fun film for the kids to watch and get into, or for adults who haven't touched the franchise in a while, a refreshing new outlook on the original mysteries. As for which one's the best, well, I'd probably say Zombie Island, but that could very well change for me. Regardless though, Scooby-Doo is a series that will always have no shortage of media to watch. So view some Scooby-Doo for yourself and do it just in time for the 55th anniversary of the series. You can find all four of today's films on DVD at your local store or online, or check in at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you next time.